Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Crispin at the Edge of the World by Avi, narrated by Ron Keith and directed by Jeff Barron.
England, AD 1377. The more I came to know of the world, the more I knew it not. Chapter 1. It was a June morning when Bear and I passed beyond Great Wexley's walls and left the crowded and treacherous city behind. The June sun was warm, the sky above as blue as my blessed lady's spotless robe. Our triumphant sense of liberty kept me giddy with joy. Hardly able to contain myself, I more than once cried out, "My name is Crispin!" for all the world to hear. I carried Bear's sack, which contained little more than his music-making recorder and his fire-making tools, plus the few pennies we'd eked out with our music and dance. His juggler's double-pointed hat, replete with bells, was the glorious crown that capped my head. At first we sang, played music and stepped lightly while thanking Jesus profusely for our deliverance. What more, I thought, could my newly found soul require? Yet, though our spirits were as high as any cloud-leaping lark, it became increasingly clear that while the dungeon from which I'd freed Bear had not broken his soul, it had greatly reduced his strength. Indeed, as the day waxed, he seemed to wane. More and more he leaned on me.